Good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
Hope all is well with you. And we're all a little drier right now. That's a good thing. This gospel was taken from the Gospel of Mark. And the Gospel of Mark is the shortest of all the four gospels. And it was probably written first. A number of early church fathers said that Peter, St. Peter, was the source of the information for this gospel, and that Mark penned it in Greek. So this gospel has a lot of detail, a lot more than some of the other gospels, but yet it's the shortest, so it's really compact. So from that perspective, this is taken from the first chapter of Mark and the 15th verse written. So if this is the first gospel, then what you heard was the first recorded words of Jesus from St. Peter. And from that perspective, let's listen to that again. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The first words of Jesus recorded. And he's saying, it's now. Come get it. Repent. Turn around. And believe in the gospel. Believe in the good news I'm sharing with you. Usually in a book, the first words and the last words are the most important. And these are the first words of this gospel. Jesus is telling us God's fulfillment is here. And he is God's fulfillment. He is the second person of the Trinity taking on the shape of a human being, fully God, fully man, coming to die for our sins. The fulfillment of God's plan to bring us back to him. And telling us, okay, that's the time of fulfillment, so your job is to turn away from your selfish ways. Turn away from what you think is important. And follow the good news I'm sharing with you. Jesus is telling us that. Peter is telling us this is what the first words of Jesus said. Jesus was always telling his apostles that they needed to change their way. They needed a new way of doing things, a new way of thinking. Not man's ways, not selfishness. I'm going to get it my way. I'm going to do what I want. It's all about me, and everybody feeds in. A lot of us do that, especially in America. But Jesus is telling us to look at things differently. So the question is, we see these disciples, apostles, dropping their nets and following Jesus. Are we allowing ourselves to follow Jesus? Or do we follow Jesus on our own terms? What we think Jesus sort of wants us to do? Or are we following what Jesus is asking us to do? Are we allowing and trusting of the new way God is trying to share with us? Or do you still want to hold on to your desires and what you want to do? These apostles made that decision. We also, on a daily basis, need to make that decision. It's not easy. We need to let go of ourselves, our selfish ways, and allow our mind to change. Have you ever had a really good thought that you knew that was inspired from God, but it required you to do something uncomfortable and unfamiliar? And so you talked yourself out of it. No, I'm not going to do that. No, that's too crazy. That's crazy talk. I'm not going to go there. Did you do it? Did you push yourself through that and do what God was telling you? Let's read this again. He passed by the Sea of Galilee. He saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me. I will make you fishers of men." And they abandoned their nets and followed him. They were doing their job, what they'd been trained to do, probably by their parents. They had their boat. They went out daily. Their familiarity was fishing, mending the nets and taking care of it, selling the fish and making a living. That's what they were doing. They dropped their nets and followed the unfamiliar, followed the uncomfortable, because Jesus called them to it. He walked a little farther, and he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, and they too were in a boat mending their nets, and he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, and along with the hired men, and followed him. James and John left their nets and followed him again, two others doing something unfamiliar and uncomfortable. They didn't know what they were going to, but they did it anyway. Brothers and sisters, God is calling us to move out of our comfort zones and follow him in new ways. Sometimes we feel God's urging, and we talk ourselves out of it. When we talk ourselves out of it, we miss out on a great adventure with God. Now, let me describe God, the God of the universe, the God that created everything that we see and know. That is the God who wants to have you go on an adventure with him by calling and asking you to do something different. That's the adventure. We need to follow the path of God, which is the good news of Jesus. And maybe this new thing that God is calling you to do is maybe telling somebody, "I'm sorry." Maybe it's telling somebody, "I forgive you." And you start going on a path, a new adventure of a healed relationship. A new adventure with God. But we need to learn how to grow in this by learning more about how to follow and how to do Jesus' good news. Coming here is great, but we need to study his word to understand his call to us. We maybe need to join a Bible study, either online or here, but somewhere where we can learn where God is saying to us and what his word says. Joining a prayer group to get closer to him in communication. And then feel stronger about sharing your faith. Because sharing your faith is what God is calling us to do. And then you will experience his presence and grow in new ways in your life. So let's be like the apostles and follow Jesus where we have not followed him before. And you all know where that is in your life. Like I said before, in a document, the first words and the last words are important. Jesus said in the first words, the fulfillment of God is now. Here I am. Repent. And believe in the good news that I'm sharing. Believe in the gospel. That's the first thing he said in this gospel. And in the last chapter, in chapter 16, verse 15, right at the end of the gospel, he tells us, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. So our job is to understand his fulfillment. He is the fulfillment. Turn away from our old ways. Follow him in new ways. And then go and proclaim the gospel to every creature. That's the first and the last of this document. That's what he's telling us to do. Don't let your mind talk you out of it, because you're ready to go on a great adventure with God.